Lord, we thank you for all that you do for us. We thank you for showing us who you are, for creating us, for providing for us. You are so holy, so majestic, so good, so glorious. We come before you on behalf of Jesse and Maureen and James, all three seeking stability, wisdom, clarity, and growth. Lord, you see the distress and the concerns and the confusions, and you know what is lacking in the natural and spiritually. Please call forth the resources, the situations, and the insights to help them each know what decisions to make that are in agreement with your will. Help them to not run ahead or lag behind, but to wait, humbled, stilled through the process, quiet, steeped in you, the stability of our times, as Isaiah 33:6 says. Lord, I think of Genesis 16, where Hagar was running away from Sarai and Avram and despising Sarai. But on her way to Shur, she encountered you. Thank you, because we see your love. You could have cast her out, but you did not. And there she learned to call you El Roi, the God who sees, the God of seeing. Please help Jesse and Maureen and James. Be their sure, their wall, their fortification. That fortified wall of protection, helping each one grow deeper in your word, knowing in the depths of their soul that you are the God who sees them, walking in even the smallest nanoparticle of their life. I see an open hand, Lord, and I'm asking for you to open your hand from heaven and let your favor and your goodness pour out on them spiritually as well as in the natural, Lord. Please untangle everything that is confounded, everything that has been confused, perhaps with whether it's their own desires mixed with yours and other and the world's and the enemies. Please unravel all of that, so everything becomes clear and they can realign with you. I pray this in Yeshua's holy name, the true giver of life, eternal life. Amen.